On the edge of your very noisy classroom where everyone's out for playtime, this is a bit different. Can you explain to the people that are going to be listening to the radio what we've got in front of us?
Well, we've got three Batchy Hen chickens that have been rescued, and they're called Millie, Molly and Mandy. And they've got little coats on because they used to be in a big kind of factory that's chicken battery hens, and they feel the cold quite easily. So, got these coats on for them.
I like where they live. What's it called?
Chicken hen. Well, it's like called Omelette, the actual thing it came from. And it's a big chicken run pen for them.
They look wonderful. Let me go and talk to Sam.
Hello.
Hello, Sam. Why are they called Millie, Molly and Mandy?
We decided to call them that, typically, because Mr. Dunkley, our head teacher, he said that it reminded him of a song back when he was younger. And we had a vote from all the people in the school to think of names, and he picked that one because, like I said, it reminded him of the song.
Molly, what's different between the chickens? How can you tell them apart?
Well, you can't really, but one, two has got its coats on, and one hasn't, and I've got one here that's the one that hasn't got the coat on.
And do you know what her name is?
No, because you can't tell the difference.
Ah, so tell me what the coat looks like. Describe it for the people that might not be able to see it.
Well, it's got blue, yellow and green and red on. And you've got like an orangey yellow and a lightish yellow.
And instead of spaces for arms, what do they put through the side bits?
They just have holes. Like holes, like just big holes, and then they have buttons at the bottom so they can have them on. And then they've got a little hole at the top for their head to go through.
Do you think the chickens like having their coats on?
Yeah.
Lucy, why are they wearing coats then?
I'm not quite sure, but I think because it's so cold that they're not used to the cold, they're used to the warm. So they put little coats on them to keep them warm.
And they seem to like it, don't they?
Yeah.
They do. Right, we're having a bit of food going in now, so they're enjoying that. Oh, what? Let's have a look what Alex is doing.
Just collecting the eggs at the moment, aren't we, Alex?
I can't.
Were you not strong enough, Alex?
Oh, yeah, there's two eggs. Then.
Brilliant. Two eggs. Are they still warm, Alex?
Yep. Two eggs.
What happens to the eggs?
Well, we normally cook them. Geffen.
Don't we sometimes sell them?
I don't know.
Do we sometimes sell the eggs? Yeah, we do sometimes sell the eggs.
Ah, so how many eggs, what's the most you've had in one day? Can you remember?
Well, I'm going to guess. Do you know?
Cause I don't. Well, when I was in year four, I think I did get about four or five.
Wow, that's enough for all of us to have an egg, isn't it?
Yeah.
And do you like the eggs, Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like omelettes?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, yes, I did manage to persuade Mr. Dunkley, our headmaster, that it would be a brilliant idea for the children to see how, if we looked after and cared for three ex-battery hens, how they could really thrive being looked after by the children in school. We have had hens before and they've gone into sort of semi-retirement. We've got a lovely safe cage system here for them, which means, although compared to where they were in their battery existence, this is like a sort of a 16-acre field in comparison. So, I mean, we don't like to see things caged still, but I think you've got to consider what their outcome would have been before they came here to school. So he's pretty persuasive, Mr. Dunkley, if I ask him nicely.
Lucy, that one, that poor hen there, she hasn't really got any feathers on her neck.
No.
Do they grow back?
Yeah, they tend to grow back really slowly, though. Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it very loudly. They don't look very pretty at the moment. Will they look prettier in a few months?
Yeah.
What do you like most about having the chickens here?
Well, they're not cooped up anymore in little pens and stuff like that. Because when they're like that, they're not free range. So I think it's a nice environment for them to be out in the fresh air, even though they're still penned.